Bonjour John, ça va?
Hola Aurora, bien et tu?
Je vais bien, merci.
Welcome to episode 2 of Speak French in Spanish with Aurora and John. In this episode, we will explore a dialogue written by Aurora about visiting a gas station before going to the park. We will go through the dialogue once in French and Spanish at normal conversational speed, and then a second time with a detailed explanation. Feel free to follow along in the podcast notes in your podcast player.
Merci de me rejoindre à la station essence, John.
Claro que sí, es una buena idea tanquear antes de nuestro viaje.
Je dois faire le plein. Comment dit-on ça en espagnol?
Necesito llenar mi tanque.
Quel type d'essence tu prends pour ton camion? Ma voiture prend de l'ordinaire.
Mi camión necesita diésel.
Ton réservoir d'essence doit être du côté droit, puisque tu t'es garé à gauche de la pompe à essence. Le mien est à gauche. Tu vois, je me suis garé à droite de la pompe à essence.
Ah, sí, tienes razón. Buena observación. Mi tanque está a la derecha. Bueno, necesito ir adentro y pagar con efectivo.
Tu vas à l'intérieur pour payer avec du liquide? D'accord. Moi, je vais payer avec ma carte de crédit à la pompe en la glissant dans le lecteur de carte.
Ah bueno, y también necesito el baño.
Tu veux que je nettoie tes vitres pendant que tu vas à l'intérieur? Je vois qu'elles sont très sales et je dois nettoyer les miennes. Veux-tu que je fasse les tiennes?
Sí, sí, por favor, qué amable eres. Eres la mejor. Nunca cambies.
All right, let's review our conversation to help our listeners.
Good idea, let's do it. What's our first expression?
First, before we go in the expression, I said to you, merci de me rejoindre à la station essence. I use the verb rejoindre. We have another verb that we use a lot as well, is rencontrer. It means the same thing, rejoindre, rencontrer, but we are used to see the verb rencontrer, and I just wanted to add a new vocabulary while we're at.
Can you give us another example of how we would use that verb in another context?
You mean le verbe rejoindre?
Sure.
Well, you see, ce verbe, when I said it to you, I said merci de me rejoindre, which is thank you for meeting me. But we could use this verb in a reflexive form if we were saying we are meeting somewhere. And we would say nous nous rejoignons.
You know,
quelque part.
A good way for our listeners, at least for me personally, to remember the meaning of this verb is that I see the word join, or you know what would be the word join, in that verb. So if I'm meeting with you, I see the word you know J-O-I-N, join, but but it looks like the word join in English. So for me, it's a good memory trick to remember that that's to join someone or to meet with someone. What do you think?
I didn't think about it that way. But it's very close to the verb in English. Because, you know, the R-E in front, rejoindre, is to meet back. Because joindre is to meet. Like you say, joindre les mains is to bring your hands together. Some people hold hands, you say, joindre les mains is to meet your hands together. So, and rejoindre is to meet back.
Right, and the reason I was saying is because I see the word rejoin, or what looks like the word rejoin anyway, in English, at the beginning, so that
very
to
much.
Me is a great mental image.
Yes, it is, very much so.
Okay, what else?
Well, la station essence in French is the gas station. Essence is gas, gasoline in French. So that's how we say gas station. We have to put a hyphen in between because we put the station in front of essence. Station essence.
Ah, in español we say la gasolinera or la estación de gasolina or la estación de servicio, like the service station.
Très bien, très bien. Very well. The first expression that we have is a verb in French to say to fill up. When we speak of gasoline, we use the verb faire le plein. Now, faire in French is to do, and we use that verb to express many other verbs. Like you, all you have to do is add a noun after, and then you express a action. For example, faire les courses is to do the grocery shopping. Faire le linge is to clean the laundry. Faire le ménage is to clean the house. Faire la vaisselle is to do the dishes. Here we have faire le plein. Plein is an adjective. An adjective en français. Plein means full, the opposite of empty. And le, we put an article in front to turn the adjective into a noun. Now we say faire to do the full, which means to fill up. We want to fill up the car. We make the car full.
Oh, excellent. In Spanish we say tanquear, but tanquear means most to just to put fuel in the tank. If you want to say to fill up the tank, you would say llenar el tanque. Llenar el tanque, to fill up the tank.
Llenar means to fill?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I see. Très bien. So, you know, when we spoke and I asked you what type of gasoline goes in your truck, I asked quel type d'essence. Type is the same word, exactly spelled like in English, T-Y-P-E, but the letter Y in French is pronounced exactly like the letter I, and the letter I in French is pronounced E. So we say quel type d'essence. How do you say type?
We say tipo, tipo or clase, but tipo could mean kind of something or a type of something. But actually, if you say un tipo, it could also mean like a guy, like a random guy in the street.
We have the same thing.
Oh,
le
really?
Type. Oui, le type. Le mec, le type, le gars. Three words that all mean, you know, the guy.
Très intéressant. Interessante.
Ensuite, alors, what type of gasoline do we have? My car takes, in English, we say regular. En français, in French, regular is ordinaire, which translates to ordinary. So this is how we say regular in French. We say ordinaire.
Oh, en español decimos regular.
Ah, regular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, très bien. And then we have super. In French, we say le super. This is the same exact word. We just pronounce it differently.
Same in Spanish, we say super.
Uh-huh. And you know what? Diesel in English, French, we pronounce it diesel. But it's the same exact word, although we do put an accent maybe on the first E. How do you pronounce diesel in Spanish?
We say diesel normal.
Ah, diesel normal.
Actually, for our Spanish learners, we have a link in the notes with an article about the different types of fuel. If you want to check it out, you can do that.
Merci beaucoup.
De rien.
Ensuite, nous avons parlé, we spoke about le réservoir d'essence. You know, have you noticed that the gas tank can be on the left or on the right side of the vehicle?
Oui. Mm-hmm. Comment se dice, how do you say that in French? Directional, either left or right?
Alors, en français, in French, à gauche means on the left side. À gauche, gauche is left. Et à droite is on the right side.
En español, à la izquierda, on the left, et à la derecha, on the right.
Alors, and I said that I noticed where your tank was because of where you were parked. And en français, to park, we use a reflexive verb, is se garer. Se garer means to park. So if you want to say, I'm parking here, You're going to say, je me gare. I'm parking je me gare ici. But if you wanted to tell me what you are parking, then you do not use the reflexive form because you're using a direct object. So you say, je gare, I am parking, je gare la voiture. Because you are precising what you are parking, la voiture. So there's a direct object. This is called a direct object. What are you parking? The car. So you do not use reflexive. When you say, je me gare, it's like saying, I am parking myself. But of course, it's not yourself. It's really the car you are parking, but you are the one doing the work. That is why we use the reflexive form, because you are the one doing the job of parking the car.
Right, the same thing in Spanish. We say parquear o parquearse, estacionar o estacionarse. Both of them mean to park. And they're used in the same way as far as grammar as French.
D'accord. Merci beaucoup.
There was an expression that I used. I say buena observación. Buena observación, good observation. You can also say buen punto. Buen punto is good point. A very good expression, a colloquial expression that is used in different parts of Latin America is buen punto, déjame masticarlo. Buen punto, déjame masticarlo means good point, let me chew on it.
We do the same thing. We say bonne observation ou bon point, qui veut dire la même chose. Très bien, très bien.
Excellent.
Then we talked about how we were going to pay for the gasoline, and you went inside. Tu es allé à l'intérieur to pay with cash, avec du liquide. En français, we speak of cash with liquide. Liquide, which is kind of saying liquid, because, you know, it's not something tied to your bank account, I guess, it's liquid.
Right, in Spanish, we talk about efectivo, to talk about cash.
Efectivo.
There are different words used all throughout Latin America to refer to money. For example, plata, which is silver, or lana, which is wool. But the standard word will be efectivo or effective. But also you can talk about liquidity, the liquidity of a company, to means, you know, liquidez. Liquidez will be the word in Spanish. So we do have sort of a transparent word between French and Spanish and English that refers to currencies and refers to money as a liquid for some reason. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah. Quand on parle de liquide, when we speak of liquide in French, we refer to the bills, les billets, and the coins, les pièces de monnaie. Monnaie is change in French. So that's what we speak of when we speak of liquid. That means we do not refer to a credit card. That's not liquid.
Right, the same thing in Spanish. We have métodos de pago. Métodos de pago or payment method.
Méthode de paiement en français. Très bien. Et moi, me, I paid outside. J'ai payé à l'extérieur, dehors. Parce que j'ai payé, I paid, with a credit card, une carte de crédit. And I used a card reader, un lecteur de carte.
Right, en español we say datáfono o lector de tarjetas.
Mm-hmm. Très bien. In our conversation, we used a lot of possessive pronouns, and I thought it would be fun to review a few of them. The first one is le mien. And le, immediately you know we're speaking of a masculine noun because it's preceded with le. Le mien translates to mine. Mine in masculine form. If you speak of something that is masculine, like le réservoir d'essence. You remember, le réservoir d'essence is a oui. Gas tank. So le mien, to say mine, talking about the gas tank. Now if I say la mienne, Mien is a feminine form of mia. What we do, we double the N and add an E to make it feminine, and we put la in front of instead of le. So now we know it's feminine. So la mienne, for example, ma voiture, my car, if I want to say it's mine, I will say c'est la mienne.
The same thing in Spanish. We actually have four words instead of three. We have feminine, singular, feminine, plural, masculine, singular, masculine, plural. We say el mio to say mine for masculine, singular. La mia, singular, feminine. We say las mias, plural, feminine, and los míos for plural, masculine. But usually, if you're talking about something that's mixed in gender, you typically refer to the masculine form, which is los míos.
We do the same in French because the masculine, take it over the feminine, not my rule, of course.
I think that's very common to all the Romance languages.
Because we also have the masculine singular, masculine plural, feminine singular, and feminine plural.
Oh, okay.
And so, yes, but when you say le, in masculine or feminine is the same word. Le is a plural of la and is a plural of le. So you have to pay attention to the pronoun that comes after. If it's mia, you know it's masculine. If it's mienne, you know it's feminine.
D'accord.
Très bien.
One expression that I used towards the end of the dialogue was que amable eres. Que amable eres means how kind you are, literally. If you want to express that you are thankful towards someone's kindness, you can say que amable eres, how kind you are, or you know, what kind, you know, person you are.
Oh, I like that. J'aime beaucoup ça. Oh, did you say, you know, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about. It was, I used the noun vitre. Vitre is a feminine word, la vitre. But in my story, I said les vitres in the plural because my car has several windows. Vitre is another word for fenêtre. Everybody knows the word fenêtre is the one that we use for houses first. But there are other words, like vitre is one of them that we like to use for vehicles. We say les vitres de la voiture, ou du camion. On peut même dire les vitres de la maison.
In Spanish, we refer to the windows of the car also with the same term. We talk about the glass rather than just the actual window. We talk about los vidrios del carro, o los vidrios del coche, o los vidrios del auto, depending on what part of the Spanish-speaking world you are. But if you want to talk about the actual window, you would say las ventanas. But when you talk about los vidrios, you refer to the windshield or windscreen, and also to the windows of the car, and also to the back glass.
Très bien. Well, I hope that we have review all the vocabulary that we need to be familiar with when we go get gas next time.
Definitivamente. Absolutely.
And I would like to ask you, listeners, if you would like to send us a message and let us know if you would like to have more information about other things. Our email address is speakfrenchandspanish@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, you can find us under French, number 4, Spanish, and on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, French, number 4, Spanish. Thank you for joining us on this second episode of our second season. Until next time, we say...
A la prochaine!
Hasta la próxima!